الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My brothers, we go to the next ayat of this series of ayat relating to Al-Uli Al-Bab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the conversation between him and those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what those people will say when they have recognized the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe around them. And they will say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. They say, O Allah, the one you put into the hellfire, the one you enter into the hellfire, for that person there is humiliation. There is humiliation. And for that person, he will not find anyone to help him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. Now if you look at this ayah and why it comes there, who are these people? Who are the zalimin? The ones who see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but who do not recognize those signs. Seeing, we see, everybody sees. Allah has given us our senses, and we see with our eyes, we hear, we feel, we experience. So seeing is in many ways. But there is a difference between seeing and recognizing the importance of something and just looking at it. And recognizing the importance comes from knowledge, and that knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I have said many times before, we see with our knowledge. We do not see with our eyes. We see with knowledge. We do not see with our eyes. If I give you the balance sheet of a company, and if you do not know how to read a balance sheet, you will not understand anything from that balance sheet. All you will see is a set of numbers. Although in terms of seeing, what I am seeing and what you are seeing is exactly the same. I am not seeing more numbers in that sheet than what there are. But I can recognize the meaning of those numbers. These numbers means what? This company is sick, this company is good. Should you invest in it, should you not invest in it? But if you don't know how to read a balance sheet, you have no clue. Even though I am showing you the same thing, that's why when people say, put it in black and white, it becomes clear. Black and white, red and green, blue and yellow makes nothing is clear. Clear is only with knowledge. And that knowledge is the recognition, the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. If I see an MRI report and a neurosurgeon or a neurophysician sees an MRI report, as far as seeing is concerned, there's no difference. There's no difference. I am seeing exactly the same thing that he is seeing. But he recognizes what is in that MRI report. Is that MRI, what is that report saying about how the brain is working? If I look at the haram, if I look at a building, I am seeing a building. I might even appreciate the building. Oh, mashallah, what a beautiful building, what a grand building. But when Mazharbhai sees the same building, he is seeing something else. Why? Because he is seeing with his knowledge as an architect. So what he sees in that building, I don't see, because I'm not an architect. Although we are both looking at the same building. Even he will appreciate the beauty. Yes, mashallah, very nice building. But these are the architectural elements of that building. And then sometimes when they explain it to you, it becomes clear to you. And mashallah, it's such a wonderful thing to, when people use their knowledge to help you to see. So we see with our knowledge, we don't just see with our eyes. Eyes without knowledge do not lead to any recognition. So seeing is to recognize. Seeing is to recognize. In many African languages, the greeting to somebody is to say, I see you. I see you. Meaning, I recognize you, I honor you. In South Africa, they say Siyabona. In many African languages, this is the, in Swahili, what is the one? I don't remember now Swahili what it is. No, you're not, you're not the Kenyans are not here, you're only the Yemenis. The greeting is, I see you, I recognize you. Even if you take the Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaikum, you're not saying Assalamu alaikum to, you know, a blank space. You're saying Assalamu alaikum to someone, meaning, may peace be on you. Meaning, I recognize you, I honor you.
So seeing is to recognize who is this person, what is that person. If you take a small child, a little child, couple of years old, maybe 2 years old, and put this child in front of a tiger, the child will probably go and hug the tiger. If he doesn't know, he does not know what is a tiger, he will probably just go and hug the tiger. And maybe the tiger will do nothing to him also. Animals also, Allah has put some khair in protection for children. But you and I see the same tiger, what happens to us? We also go and hug the tiger. Knowledge. Knowledge shows you it helps you to recognize what is it that I am seeing. What I am seeing, is it harmful to me? Is it good for me? Is it bad for me? Can I make use of whatever it is? With knowledge we see, and that knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this sequence of learning of the knowledge first, and using this knowledge, see the signs in the universe, what will happen? They will reinforce that knowledge. They will help you to understand and see what is right and wrong. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, the tafsir of this ayat, like in many ayat of the Quran, the Quran does its own tafsir. The tafsir of this ayat is also in another place. One place I already mentioned to you earlier in Surah Ar-Rum, but the other place is Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as one of the characteristics of the mu'mineen. Here he called them the characteristics of the ulil albab, the people of understanding. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal mentioned it as a characteristic of the mu'mineen, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah said, Mu'mineen are those people who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned before them, their hearts shiver with the grace and the glory and the awe and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which relates to the first part of the ayah of ulil albab. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, when they see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them, their iman increases. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Relates to that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is the result of this sequence and what happens there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have tawakkul on their Rabb. And in the Surah Al-Imran, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about these people? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now those who do not do that, those who despite seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them refuse to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they refuse to recognize the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say the fury of mother nature, they will say the beauty of whatever, they use any name other than Allah. They use any name other than Allah. For such people, who are these people? These are the people who are doing zulm. This is zulm, because to not give something its due position is zulm. In Arabic, zulm is not necessarily to torture somebody or something. I mean, if you put your feet on a table is meant for something honorable. You eat from off the table, or you read something from a table, you use table. But supposing you sit there with your feet on the table, like some people do, this is, with their shoes also, the foot on the table. This is not our culture. This is not our culture. Our culture is to respect things, not to put your feet on the table. So if you put your feet on the table, you're not torturing somebody, you're not killing somebody, but this is zulm, because that table, it is not the position of the table that you should put your feet or your shoes onto the table. So this is zulm on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, not that somebody can actually do zulm to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samad. Nobody can touch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you are attempting to do this zulm. You are seeing the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, the one who denies my ni'mat, I will punish him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here in this ayah. Then what will they say? What will these people who are al-ulil al-bab, who understand these things, what will they say? ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. They are zalimin. And these zalimin will not find anyone to help them. Those who refuse to recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Those who refuse to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr for all the ni'mat that He has given us. Those who do not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right as the Khaliq and Malik and Raziq and Hakim of this universe, they are zalimin. No matter how much knowledge they may have or what masquerades as knowledge. Please understand this, because we get sometimes very confused. Sometimes people who want to confuse themselves, they confuse themselves. So, but you know, Einstein was such a great scientist. And Stephen Hawking is such a great scientist. And so is such a great scientist. And so knowledgeable and such a big scholar. How can somebody be a scholar who does not understand the basic foundational thing, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla? How can the person be a scholar? He has information, he has no knowledge. He does not have knowledge because his knowledge does not take him to the source. Knowledge which does not take you to the source is not knowledge. Knowledge which does not free you from the hellfire is not knowledge. It is misguidance, no matter how beautifully packaged that misguidance may come. That misguidance may come under the title of PhD, it might come under the title of a mortar board and a cloak. It might come under the title of this university and that university. But it is still misguidance, it is not knowledge. Because it does not take you to the source, it does not open your eyes to the glory and majesty of Allah. It does not make you go into sujood. It does not make you say Allahu Akbar, it does not make you say Subhanallah, it does not make you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is not knowledge. No matter how complex, no matter how complex. And that is why we must not allow ourselves to be fooled by this. Now this does not mean, and let me make this very clear, because that is the other mistake. We teach the Quran as if there is no creation. And we teach about the creation as if there is no creator. Believe me, both are wrong. Both are equally wrong. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the wow for what? To show the connection between the two. Bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the class. Teach physics, chemistry, biology. Teach the tafsir of the Quran where? In the physics class, in the chemistry class, in the biology class, in the history and geography class. In the political science class, teach the tafsir of the Quran in these classes. Open the rumuz, open the secrets of the universe from the perspective of the creator of the universe. Show people the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. Integrated teaching, this is the whole point of integrated teaching. Integrated teaching saves you from the hellfire. Because everything that you read and everything that you see, you understand. You actually understand. And therefore, that saves you from the hellfire. And that's why I said a couple of days ago, any knowledge that does not save you from the hellfire is not knowledge. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for beneficial knowledge. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Wala, give me knowledge which is beneficial. And beneficial knowledge is knowledge that saves you from the hellfire. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And that's why, what do these people now say? They're developing on the same theme. They say, oh Allah, those who do zulm, on the day of judgment, you will enter them into the hellfire. And this is the greatest humiliation. This is the greatest humiliation. Why is the term humiliation being used with regard to entering into the hellfire? When we have been talking about knowledge, when we have been talking about understanding, because one of the outcomes of knowledge is it gives you honor. Real knowledge gives you honor. You honor the scholar. Why? Not because he is, of this race or that race. Or Islam is full of examples of scholars who used to be slaves. scholars who were slaves. But then their knowledge freed them from slavery. And they had thousands of students. They were greatly honored. Even though initially they were not born with honor. They didn't come from this princely family or that royal family. No, they were slaves. But thanks to their knowledge, it freed them from the slavery and it made them very honorable. We honor scholars. So real knowledge adds honor, gives honor. So this false knowledge, which is this fractured knowledge, does not give honor. And that's why it leads into the hellfire, which is the biggest of humiliations. It takes away that honor. That honor is not there. On the day of judgment, the reality of that knowledge will become clear. And that is the humiliation. And that humiliation will be by putting it into the hellfire. And the people say, Ya Allah, for these people there is no help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to teach and learn properly in a way that opens our eyes to His grace and His majesty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with love for Him and with awe and majesty of Him and with khashyat of Allah in our hearts. Because khashyat of Allah is the light on the path of guidance. The light on the Siratul Mustaqim is khashyatullah in the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put His khashya in our hearts so that we recognize His grace and majesty and we never disobey Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in this, because it is not possible to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without His help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to obey Him and never to disobey Him. And we ask Him to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.